You're listening to Mags Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Faces stare at me, watching every move that I make. Watching me behind the glass, never really knowing what I think. Though it's been so many times, never really know what they see. Have looked my way, even though I know I can't escape. Shameful thoughts have crossed my mind, up till now I've always been just fine. Though it's been so many times, I can't imagine what they want to see. Not cold, maybe I should stay home all alone. Find myself an empty room, deck of cards, and I'll be up till two. Faces, faces stare at me. What exactly is it that they see? Part of me, a part of you. Down inside we're really all the same. When it comes down to the bone, the way you look really bothers me.
Local music, that's Bing Bong and Faces. Hey everybody, welcome to Mags Inc. Radio on a Saturday night, broadcasting live on 92.7 FM in Madison. It's Devil Radio, 101 FM the Shaw and AM 540 WAUK out in Waukesha and Milwaukee. Terry Barr and Rocker are here.
Hello.
Let me just tell you real quick that Mags Inc. Radio is sponsored by Daly's Bar and Grill in Sun Prairie. Gourmet food, never off the truck, always handmade. Daly'sBarAndGrill.com for the full menu. Also by Noah's Ark Pet Center. Noah's Ark Pet Center has everything you need to keep your fur family happy, healthy, and looking their best. Schedule your next grooming appointment now at noahsarkpetcenter.net.
Jimmy, the Harmony Bar and Grill has been an Eastside staple in Madison since before most people in the music scene here can remember. For over three decades, the Madison Bar, restaurant, and live music venue has served local music and walnut burgers to the neighborhood crowds. I would often see Clyde Stubblefield playing or just hanging out during those glory years in the 90s. But one thing is constant, and that's change. On the phone with me right now is the new owner of the Harmony Bar, Pam Barrett, who recently purchased the bar along with her husband, Mike, and takes over on September 1st. Oh, yeah, and Pam is the singer, songwriter, and guitarist of Bing Bong. Pam, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Well, thanks, Rocker, and thanks to Terry and Jim.
Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting.
And Mike is here, too.
Oh. Yes, I am.
Oh, hey, Mike.
Yeah.
You guys. Okay, what does this feel like? Are you excited? Are you nervous? And I'm sure you've had to, you know, kind of keep your lips zipped for a while. That had to be the hardest part.
That was very hard. It was like 3 months of, you know, making sure that we were getting all our ducks in a row to make this happen. So before we could even tell anybody. And so to answer your question, yes, excitement, nervous, maybe a little terror.
Have you slept?
I'm sorry?
Have you slept at all?
Yes, in between waking up and having ideas. So we've taken to writing everything down so that we can actually, you know, clear our minds and relax a little bit.
Well, and both of you, okay, you're both already busy. How is this going to sort of work in with the rest of your life? And if you tell me that you're not doing Bing Bong anymore, your band, Pam, I don't think I could take it. Love you guys.
Well, now would not be the time to say something like that.
No.
Told the rest of my band. And that would be a shock. No, Bing Bong is still solid, and you know we're still playing out, and that's not a problem. Yeah, I mean it is going to be a busy year, I'll tell you, because I've got my own business already, and so this is let's just double down on this. It really came down to. An opportunity where Brennan was selling and she wanted to keep the bar open. She didn't want to sell to somebody that would scrape it and put up something new for no good reason. Because she also values the Harmony as an institution. And with my other business, I was actually already looking for a place because I needed space. So we happened to have all our ducks in a row financially to try and find a place. And then when she told us about it, it was just like, well, if not us, who?
Yeah. I love that.
You know, if anything, Bing Bong could become the new house band at the Harmony.
I've already told them no, because we don't draw there.
Yeah, we've seen you at Chiefs on Cottage Grove, yeah. and that place gets jammed. That's funny, because I'm going to guess, you know, you're going to keep some music there, because... Okay, good. What do you vision Harmony Bar being like? What kind of music? Honestly, what's your dream right now with this place?
Well, you know, in terms of the Harmony Bar, it's got so many things going on. You know, it is a great neighborhood bar where you can get together in kibitz and talk politics and not hate each other, and you can get good food there, and then there's the music side of things. So there's really something for everyone, and it's really a kind of an adult daycare center if you think about it. It's multi-generational, yeah. And so the music is a huge component of that, of course. I mean, you know, like you mentioned back in the 90s, oh my gosh, so many great bands and the local bands that, you know, came through, you know, besides Clyde Stubblefield. I mean, there's, you know, Reptile Palace Orchestra or Honor Among Thieves, Marcus Bovary and Evil Twins and Common Faces. My gosh, it just goes on and on and on.
You only named a couple legends right there. That's all.
I know. Paul Black. Okay. Anyway, I could go on, but I'll stop. But what I do want is I want that same kind of quality to come through. And I want, you know, what I really want to pay attention to start off with is the sound reinforcement and make it a place where you go to it and you go, yeah, I went there and I heard the band and it sounded great. Because so many times you go to a place and you know that the band's playing their heart's out, mm-hmm. but something's amiss and you can't hear one person or the other person too, you know. So yeah, that's one thing that I really want to pay attention to is sound reinforcement and then really kind of curating who's playing there.
You know, I love it when musicians are inspired to buy and run a live music venue. They get to see a, like a whole nother side, but still, you know, have an understanding of taking care of the musician. It's a great thing to see happen. I'm great to see that happening in our local scene here, right on Atwood Avenue. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, we've got so many good musicians in this town, and they just need a great place to play where they can be heard.
I'm so excited.
Especially in that neighborhood. I mean, yes. There's not a lot of options in the Sassy neighborhood for live music. Not like what the Harmony has done historically. So it's really nice that, you know, this is going to be a centerpiece. Live music is going to be a centerpiece in what you're trying to do with the Harmony.
Now, what I want to know is in the contract, does it actually say when you buy the Harmony that you get the recipe for the walnut burger?
Ooh, yeah. Good one.
That is part of the intellectual property, so yes.
Oh, okay. That might be one of my favorite questions tonight, Rocker. My favorite burger is actually the mushroom, not even the burger, but it's just a big fat.
Oh,
mushroom.
The portobello, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I couldn't think of the.
Well, Terry.
Yes, dear.
Let me tell you something. It's not on the menu right now, but it will be on the menu in the future.
Oh, good! Yay! This is all terrific news between the food and the music and the both of you being such wonderful people. Wow.
I want to come broadcast at the Harmony on a Saturday night sometime.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Game on.
We need to talk about this then.
I want to eat a walnut. Well, I can't eat nuts, so I'll just pretend to have a burger and pretend it's a walnut burger.
They have beef there, Jimmy. You'll be good.
Yeah.
Hey, Pam, keep us posted with any news
please.
About the club and anything new with your band, Bing Bong. Thanks so much for coming on the show tonight. We really appreciate it. And, you know, Bing Bong is playing tonight at the Dark Horse Art Bar and Grill right here in Madison. Woo-hoo! On East Washington. You guys play in a little while, right?
Yeah, the music starts at 9 o'clock with Bent Antenna, and then we play right after them.
Excellent.
Real quick, any new music coming up from Bing Bong anytime soon? You got any news about the band?
Boy, we've been squirreling away money, and during the pandemic, we wrote so many songs. Something's going to happen soon. We just have to sit down and record them.
All right. Well, we look forward to that.
Absolutely.
Maybe come in to say hi, play some music on the radio for us sometime.
So VO5, they are playing the Clyde Stubblefield stage presented by the Harmony Bar.
Presented by the Harmony Bar.
On Saturday, mm-hmm. July 30th at 7:30. Get ready to boogie down. This is an original by VO5, Soul Shiny Day. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
My troubles away. Blessed love is on the sidewalk.
at Atwood Fest, July 30th and 31st. 30th, I think. They're playing on Saturday night. I would ask Rocker if that was correct, but he's not there. I'm almost positive. Anyway, Atwood Fest is going to be awesome. Can't wait. Rocker will be emceeing the Harmony stage, doing his normal thing back there. Mama Rocker's Cafe for the bands. And then I'll be hanging out down at the Madison Heritage Stage. E-Dub and I are running that stage down there.
E-Dub's back.
E-Dub is back.
Good time guaranteed.
E-Dub's back.
I dub that as the best backstage in Madison right there.
Uh-huh.
Looking forward to that. Thank you for including us in Atwood Fest, Rocker. It's always fun, man.
Oh, my pleasure, Jimmy. And Terry?
Yes, I get to do a little hosting too, but I'm waiting for my assignments.
She's going to be hosting a bit on the Sugar Maple stage during, you know, on the Sugar Maple stage from 12 to 3 every day. We're going to have younger kind of garage high school bands playing from Rock Onsen on Sunday and from the Madison Music Foundry on Saturday.
I should dig up some music from Rock Onsen this year. This year's CD that Dennis gave us is really good. I mean, the talent is just awesome.
Well, if you think about who won in the past, sorry, Rocker, but if you think about who won in the past, you know, we've got the Distant Cousins, now called the Cuz.
Quick and Painless.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Quick and Painless. They're fun. And, of course, Gabe Berdoulis.
Yeah.
Ugh, man.
And some band called You Got the Message.
Oh.
They like won last year.
Right. That was last year. That's right.
That's right.
So, like, we're going to talk to him in a little while. Brady Katarkis.
Oh, duh.
That's coming up at 8 o'clock.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, and let's not forget Mackenzie Moore is in the studio.
She is. She's going to run away pretty quickly here.
So, I've been bugging Mackenzie on Facebook Messenger. I'm like, hey, can I get a song? You got a new song for like the last 6 months.
Right.
Ta-da.
Mackenzie,
that's how it works.
I'm really sorry about stalking you and asking you for music.
No, you're not. Oh, she said just for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Terry, you got some friends listening to Max Inc. Radio up in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Yes. Let's give a shout out to Kim Arlen, and I'm sure Linda is around by them, and they're just having a good old time. They've got a couple of days yet.
I would like to dedicate this song to them. It's appropriately called Northern Wisconsin from the Mad Polecats on Max Inc. Radio.
You're listening to Classic Hits 93. Wisconsin weather for this evening, cold and windy. A high of -3 with a wind chill of -32. Oh, you better keep it inside, kiddies. Here's something to keep you warm. The pride of Wisconsin, the Mad Polecats. Cold wind from Canada blows across my front door. Have you come all this way just to tease me? You know the world turns so cold here when winter winds blow, dear. But the snow that it brings sure does please me. And the world turns forgotten in northern Wisconsin. Just you and the fire and the sound of the wind. When it gets done blowing, it always starts snowing. And the world turns to quiet and all white again. I once spent a winter away from Wisconsin, trucking down south where the wind ain't so wild. But when the spring came, Lord, I didn't feel rested, like when I'd miss sleeping when I was a child. And the world turns forgotten in northern Wisconsin, just you and the fire and the sound of the wind. When it gets done blowing, it always starts snowing. And the world turns to quiet and all white again. The wind in the pines is a soft lullaby.
Us and the world all lay sleeping. Well, there's a full moon in a cold sky, and I'm through asking, Lord, why? Found me a home, and I'm staying. And the world turns forgotten in northern Wisconsin. Just you and the fire and the sound of the wind. And when it gets done blowing, it always starts snowing. And the world turns to quiet and all white again.
Radio, radio for the people. Matt Polcast there in northern Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Four locations: Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. And by the Dark Horse Art Bar and Gallery, East Washington Avenue, across from the Sylvie. Happy hour every Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. Slices of Sal's Pizza for a buck. Check out DarkHorseMadison.com for the drink specials and the live music lineup and the art gallery lineup.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Stick around. We got brand new Mackenzie Moore next.